We're all about education here at the Hellraiser Report, in case you didn't know, so I thought it might be a good idea, what with all the Great Reset talk and mass currency creation out of thin air these days. I mean, everybody's waiting for their next round of stimulus checks, right? Well, I thought it might be a good idea to offer up a simple way to help teach some basic truths on the difference between real money and fiat currency. One of the things that I wish I knew much earlier in life is the difference between real money and the stuff that liars and thieves create out of thin air, call real money, and then use to effectively own and control everyone and everything beneath them. And when you think about it, that is what fiat currency is. It's made out of nothing. They just type it. There was the expression back in the day, money doesn't grow on trees. Or another expression that was used is we talk about how the printing presses are rolling now. They're printing the dollars. But they don't even need to do either of those things now. It has nothing to do with paper coming from trees, which are then made into money, or printing presses used to print money. They literally just type it into existence by the trillions. So how long does it take to create a million or a billion or a trillion fiat currency units, dollars, US dollars? Well, how long does it take to type a trillion or 10 trillion or 100 trillion? You get the picture, and that's exactly what we're dealing with here. And this is why I think even though it's so simple, so basic, you don't need to be very old at all, very intelligent at all, or very schooled or formally educated at all to instantly understand the profound problem that's at work here when we talk about dollars that are literally created out of thin air. And I think it has a lot to do with it's kind of like a red pill moment for people. You know, they just as they're starting to see this idea on the periphery of their vision, they turn away from it rather than look at it. Because if you really accept this truth, which is undeniable, this is a basic, undeniable fact of what dollars are. If you acknowledge that head on, your whole world has to shift. It has to pivot. Your understanding of why are you working? Why do you have to sacrifice your life, literally your life, minutes, hours, days, months, years of your life to chase after tiny, tiny scraps of what someone else creates effortlessly out of thin air? And that's exactly what's going on here. I'm talking about organizations like governments and the central banks that own them. But chasing after that rabbit much farther, that's going to be an adventure for another time, another video or podcast. Right here and now, what I want to do is take a minute to share just one part of how I'm trying to give my kids the economic education that I never had at that most basic level, so that they might be better equipped to avoid the bondage of fiat slavery and learn about the beauty and power of real money, the life and culture building power of real sound money. So it should go without saying at this point that this is not intended as a comprehensive class or anything. This is just one tool or one set of tools that I've been using to try to help my kids understand and appreciate the difference between real money and the counterfeit wealth used by governments and central banks to dominate and control everybody. Before I dive in, please subscribe to the channel if you appreciate content like this and want to see more of it. Please like and share the video and let me know what you think of this one in the comments section. I definitely value your feedback and I want to know which directions we should be going in the future as we get this channel rolling that would be most helpful to you. All of this is a huge help as I try to get things rolling here. So, for those of you watching this in video form as opposed to taking in the podcast version, you can see in the picture here some of the things I've accumulated as part of an ongoing economic lesson for my four kids who are 7 years old and younger. So these are young kids, but they are really appreciating this, which is part of why I wanted to share it with you now. They already are learning things and speaking in a language that was foreign to me until I was, you know, well into my 30s. So now in the middle area, you can see a variety of fiat currency counterfeit wealth notes produced by various governments in the past, most of them in the not too distant past. You can see a 20,000 Bolivar note from Venezuela off to the left there, a 10 billion dinara banknote from Yugoslavia there below it, and my favorite, a $50 trillion banknote from Zimbabwe. And that's, I think, from 2008. So we're getting fairly current there with the banknotes here. I snagged all of these on eBay, and you can see there are several others there. I'm not going to list them all now. if I do a longer, more detailed presentation on how to put these sorts of things together, might get into a lot more detail there. But for now, I want to keep this simple and just give you the general idea, because you can go to eBay, as I did for each of these things on eBay, for just a few dollars each, including shipping, which that alone, let's just pause and savor that. Let it sink in. For the, you know, $50 trillion Zimbabwe banknote, I paid a few dollars, probably including shipping, but I'm positive that I paid well under $10 total to get any of these, one of these bills or banknotes home to me, to show my kids, to share. The next thing I wanted to point out towards the bottom there in the middle are two different rows of four quarters each, a dollar's worth of quarters, two different times there at the bottom. Now, the very bottom one is the garbage metal stuff that we use today. Those are just contemporary, recently made by the U.S. government coins that we're all used to now, of course, in our culture. This is the norm. And the row above there, the dollar's worth of quarters above there, above the bottom row, the second from the bottom, those are 90% silver coins. These are Washington quarters from between the years 1932 and 1964, made when the United States was including 90% silver in the mix there for those coins, which means that those coins now, those quarters, are worth $4 to $5 each at the time of this recording here on January 15th. So there's something powerful just right there when you see that a quarter from back in those days is literally now worth $4 or $5. That tells you something powerful about what's going on here with the metal and with debasing of the coins, debasing of the economy, and inflation, the destruction of purchasing power, purposeful destruction, not accidental. One of the basic lessons that I'm trying to teach and that I try to remind myself of is that inflation's not an accidental byproduct or something that just kind of happens or exists like gravity. It's a purposeful component of fiat currency. It's the primary way, or the primary means by which your real wealth is stolen through the use of currency, of fiat currency, by banks and governments. So it's a deliberate mechanism that's designed to steal from you, which is one of several, and there are several key components about fiat currency that makes it the most, I would argue, the most evil man-made system devised or deployed in any culture at any time. Our current fiat economic system, since it's global and it's pinned to the dollar, which is attached to nothing, and literally then has empowered elites at the top of this nightmare system to type out of thin air, create out of thin air without any effort, unless you want to count the time or energy it takes to type 10 trillion or 100 trillion on a keyboard, then they use that counterfeit wealth, which their system says only they can do this legally. If you or I counterfeit, then that's illegal, but they can create wealth out of nothing, use it to buy real things, to support real systems like the welfare state or the warfare state, systems that could not exist any other way, and disallow us from doing, well, again, I promise not to chase that rabbit too far. So I'm gonna stop right there. We'll save that for a future video. Back to the examples here, where we have the two rows of quarters there. And with the other cool thing, why I just put the quarters there and why we usually work with the two sets of four quarters is we take the current quarters, you put them in your hand and you just feel them. You get a feel for them, you shake them a little. You not only get to feel the difference in weight and the texture and all of it. I don't know about texture, that's probably not the best way to put it, but you feel the difference, you feel a distinct difference between the two, and then the sound of cheap metal in one hand, and then when you put those real coins in the other, and you shake them both, and you listen, it's like, it is the difference between, you know, garbage and wealth, trash, counterfeit, junk, and real money. You can feel it, you can hear it, and these are great ways of illustrating to children, and adults too, the difference, the profound difference between fake, counterfeit, debased currency and real money. Now you can also see on the edges there to the left and the right, we've got little chests that I'll take. And like, for example, with those quarters that I'd mentioned earlier, we've got a little chest filled with those same sorts of quarters. And then we've got other chests that are filled with different types of coins that have high content of silver in them. And what we do is we track from month to month the current fiat dollar value in those coins. And it's really interesting to see when you're holding up a little dime, or as we were just talking about, a 90% quarter, and you see that the 90% quarter is worth $4 or $5, and the dime is worth dollars, not cents. And you see that, and you can show kids, and it begins to click in their minds, and you realize, wow, this is the same path. And this is something we talk about too. When you go back through history and you see that empires rise and fall along the lines of the debasement, well, the fall part anyway, comes along with the debasement of their currency. And they do the same old tricks. They water down or weaken, debase the base metals, the monetary metals. They become less and less a part of what's going in to make their coins. And so the United States is not unique at all. We're doing the same old thing that these same sorts of evil people do again and again and again throughout history. And when we realize that, when we see it clearly, not just that this is something that's happened again and again in history, but that it's being done to us now, and it's been being done to us, it's been done to us for a very long time. And again, it's not accidental, it's systematic, and it's purposeful. And it is literally designed to produce slavery in these chests with the different kinds of coins in there from past in the United States, past U.S. history. They're very helpful examples too, along the same lines of what I've already been talking about. Now in the middle there, the last thing I just wanted to point out, you see a couple of silver rounds. One is a U.S. Mint 1 ounce silver coin, and then there's just a more generic round on the other side. And I keep one of those generic rounds just out and on my desk all the time, so that the kids, and sometimes I do this myself, you just pick up that 1 ounce silver coin, you feel it, you get a sense of it, you toss it maybe a little in the palm of your hand, and to feel and sense and get used to what real money is. And when you understand that the difference between real and counterfeit wealth, and you also understand that we're living under a system for the time being, I mean, it's cracking up and falling apart as they always do. They have to, because of some of the problems we've alluded to. And I hope to elaborate more on in a future video. But that sense, there's nothing like that tactile, real, the sound, weight, look, and feel of real money to get used to that. Because, and I think it was Dr. Walter Martin who had said, oh no, he had relayed the story of how he'd asked the question of a Secret Service agent. And one of the jobs of the Secret Service is to investigate and deal with counterfeiting, money counterfeiters, which, no, I don't even want to get into that right now, how funny that is on so many levels, because all fiat currency is counterfeit wealth. So the irony and the evil of a government that says, you can't do that, we do that. It's their claim to have a monopolistic right, or a right to monopolize the power to counterfeit wealth. I mean, how evil is that? But setting that aside for a minute, the idea with the Secret Service agent's question and answer that I thought was really useful was when Dr. Martin had asked this Secret Service friend of his how he was taught, you know, how was he trained to spot counterfeit bills? How was he trained to know the difference between all the different versions of counterfeit money and the quote unquote real thing? And the answer was interesting in that it centered on just knowing the real thing. The Secret Service agent said, what's done is we're given real bills, real Federal Reserve notes to just handle, to count and handle again and again and again and again and again, so that when we see a counterfeit, we will be so familiar with the real thing that even if we can't point to exactly what's making this phony bill feel like a phony bill to us or look like a phony to us, we'll just know it because we're so familiar with the real thing. And now I'm appreciating, I always thought that was a neat story, but now I'm appreciating it in a whole different way. Because what we need to understand is that real money is not something that can be effortlessly typed into existence out of thin air. Real money is, among other things, silver and gold. And we're about to find that out once again. I mean, history repeats itself in a lot of ways, or echoes, however you want to put it. But the reality of our current system circling the drain, as it is directly linked to all the same motivations and the same fundamental reasons that have been at play with all of the other cultures, countries, empires that have risen and then fallen because they have debased their currency and tried to prop up impossible empires through the use of counterfeit wealth. And as we're moving into the Great Reset, which is going to be I'm looking forward to future videos on that too. There's so much there to explore. But as we're going through these amazing, traumatic, challenging economic times now, we have a great opportunity to learn and then use what we've learned. Don't feel bad, at least don't feel too very bad, and don't dwell on it very long. If you've missed all these things in the past, I did most of my life, be thankful and be excited for the incredible opportunity we have now to learn and act on what we learn and build a better world for not just us, but our children, our grandchildren, and future generations. This is a great opportunity. And we've been equipped with information and access to information that really would just make someone's head spin from just 50, 60, 70 years ago, to say nothing of folks who were alive in America when the whole Federal Reserve System began over 100 years ago. So we're in a great spot. Good things are coming for those who are learning and growing and paying attention to the incredible information that's right at our fingertips. So don't look away. Don't reach for or lunge for the blue pill. It can be very tempting to a lot of people. We have to deal with reality as it actually exists. And when we do that bravely and consistently, good things will happen. I hope that this is helpful. I hope it inspires you to want to help teach your kids. I would love for you to post your thoughts and feedback in the notes section here or in the comments so that I can learn from what you're doing or in any suggestions you might have on how I can improve things as I try to teach my children and we all try to build something better for future generations. Now, if this is helpful to you and this sort of thing inspires you, please do subscribe to the channel, like and share the video. And if you have any thoughts on future subjects we should dive into, please let me know. You can write to me at Scott at HellraiserReport.com.